by. I'd like to inform all parties the call is being recorded. If there are any objections to disconnect, thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. All right. I don't think we have Olga on, myself. Robin will not be able to make it. Wolf's on. Phillips on. Steve Metallitz. Stefan. Rob. Glenn. And Ken. Ken Bauer. And then alternates Tony Holmes and David Maher and Ron Andra. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Then are there any issues with the agenda? Okay. Our immediate action items are to elect a chair and, if we want, an alternate chair. To agree on parameters for participation of alternate OSC members. I put that on here, but I think we basically agreed to that last time, but I'll bring it up again and see if everybody's comfortable with what we talked about last in our kickoff meeting in Cairo. And then see if we can find a time for regular meeting days and times, and we may have to use a doodle for that, but that'll be fine. So those are our immediate action items. Let's start off with election of a chair. Any discussion on that? Anybody willing to step up and volunteer to that role? Hopefully we won't have just silence here.
I'd be quite happy with you to do it, Chuck.
Yeah, I agree. I second that motion.
Well, I was hoping to get somebody else, but I'm willing to do it if that's the direction the team wants to go. Anybody else want to comment on that?
Philip, I support.
Ron, I support.
Thanks, everybody.
Ron supports also.
Steve Metallic supports also.
Stefan Van Gelder supports also.
David supports.
Tony Holmes supports.
So, Wolf, now it's a must.
All right, now, okay, I'm willing to do that. Is there anybody opposed to that?
No.
Okay, all right, I will go ahead and proceed in that capacity. Would you like to select an alternate chair for a situation when I might not be able to be there or something like that? And is there anybody that would be willing to serve in that capacity? Back me up.
May I suggest Olga?
Olga, is that something you would be willing and have time to do?
I will be traveling to India next week.
Well, so will I. So, you know, my guess is we're not going to be able to have a call next week anyway. So,
I
will see you there.
Okay, great. I didn't know that. That's great to know. And I think that I will be having a week for vacation in January. In general, that's the next month or 2 months commitments I have. But, yeah, that's okay.
All right. Anybody opposed to that suggestion of Olga as alternate chair? All right. Moving on. Now, in our kickoff meeting, we spent a little bit of time, for those of you who were involved in it, talking about the role of alternate OSC members. And basically, if my memory is correct, and correct me if it's not, we basically concluded, I think, that the alternate chairs could participate on all the calls and so forth on a regular basis if they so desired. Is anybody opposed to that approach or suggest something different?
Philip, my only concern with that, I mean, I think certainly alternates should be should feel able to do so, but I think there should be no particular obligation on them to do so. And I think for me the whole concept of having alternates is that you have additional resource to put in when the first contact cannot make it. And it's up to the first contact to keep their alternate up to speed in terms of what's happening on the group. And just in terms of, you know, time and effort that our alternates are involved, I think it should be clear that, you know, they're welcome, but they're not expected to attend main calls unless specifically asked to do so by the primary member.
Well said, Philip. Does anybody have any comments on anybody disagree with that?
Yeah, this is Stefan here. I fully agree with what Philip's just said. As far as the RC alternate, Mason Cole, is concerned, I'm sure he's more than happy not to participate unless I cannot attend a meeting. But he may, from time to time, want to come in just to keep up to speed. So I think as much flexibility as we can have there is probably a good thing.
And in case of when we do a meeting request that maybe we haven't previously agreed to or something like that, I would tend to, if there's an alternate that can't make it but the primary can make it, I would go that direction in terms of a choice for a meeting time or date. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on participation of alternates? Okay, now, I think probably the easiest way to decide on regular meeting days and times would be to do a doodle, but before we do that, it'd be helpful to get some parameters. Now, my opinion, and this is open for discussion, is that early on, we're going to need more frequent meetings than we will later on because there's a lot of things to get kicked off. Olga's already pointed out that next week's a bad week for both she and I because we'll be at the IGF in Hyderabad. But after that, and also realizing that we have the Christmas holidays, which likely we may want to skip a week or two, depending on what day we select for our meetings. Are weekly meetings okay for the first month or so? And by month, it's not going to be calendar month, the first four meetings or so, excepting the Christmas holidays.
Chuck, Philippa, I wonder perhaps if we're asking the question the wrong way around. I mean, perhaps we need to identify more clearly the work in front of us and then understand the frequency of our meetings. I mean, my own feeling is that we've yet as a group to adopt the proposed charter, but if we do, then a work program is already there, and it strikes me that our primary job is kicking off each of the underlying teams to actually do that work as rapid as possible, and some of those may even be able to start next week, leaving us very much in an oversight role.
That's an excellent point, Philip. And would it be okay if we come back to this at the end of this call today after we go over some of the other things, which will indeed have an impact on that issue?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Then the next thing on the agenda is to review the OSC tasks. And I listed them on the agenda. We have to finalize the OSC charter, which we're going to go through today. We have to decide what work teams to establish and then decide how to finalize the work team charters. For example, should we involve the work teams in that task? And then we need to solicit, although this wouldn't require regular meetings to do, work team members. Although it'll be helpful if each of us go back to our respective groups and solicit volunteers for that thing. So the first work task is the OSC charter. A draft one was prepared with the understanding that the OSC itself would be involved, the membership of the OSC would be involved in finalizing that charter and recommending the final charter to the GNSO for approval. So our next step then would be to go through that draft charter and discuss the issues in it. It's not terribly long, and that's where I would like to proceed if there are no objections to that.
Chuck, Stefan here. Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
Is the meeting, the agenda for this meeting, online on the OSC wiki? Because I can't find it.
Yes, it is. There's an agenda. Well, I think it is.
Because there's an OSC meeting agendas link.
But nothing there?
But there's nothing there.
Okay.
There's the agenda for our first meeting that we had in Cairo, but...
Mm, okay.
Am I just getting this wrong, or...?
You're getting it wrong. I'm actually looking at it right now on that link.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yes, this
okay.
is Rob. Chuck posted it right on the front cover page of the OSC, Stefan, so it's right there.
Okay, I'll find it. Thanks, guys.
My mistake. And also, I emailed a Word copy out as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Chuck, this is Steve Metalis. Is the OSC charter that your draft charter that you're talking about on the wiki?
Yes, it is. If you go down to the bottom of the page, it doesn't. It's not called the OSC draft charter. So
this is just a description of OSC.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
Okay.
And that's what. I think it's the document itself on the wiki is when you click on the link is original OSC draft work of GNSO IPT. Is that correct, Rob?
That's correct, Chuck. And that was put up there just as background information. And if you compare the two, you'll see a lot of similarities. But the current version is what the council approved on the 16th of October, and that's what's on the front page there.
Good. Okay. That's excellent, and so that's what we'll go through right now, and see if we can. We'll have some discussion on various items. See if we can even make some decisions on some of those. Does anybody not have that document in front of them? Everybody's with us here, which will make it easier.
Yeah.
The first part is primarily introductory. And background information, still important, I think, to the charter. But, Rob, can I assume that you, as our primary policy support person, will kind of be our editor and with regard to this document?
Yes, sir. And it would help if no one else is in the edit mode so that when I make the changes, they'll be effectuated.
Very good. And for those who haven't used the wiki much before, those on the committee do have editing rights, so you can, in between meetings and so forth, if you want to add a comment or make a suggested edit, you can do that. And if you would put a note by that when you make an edit, the comments obviously will be clear, I think, from you, but in the case of edits, it's not always real clear. And that would be helpful, so then we can discuss that as a group or even comment on the wiki. Other people can add comments and edits or changes to edits that are proposed. By the way, I should have said this at the beginning. For those that haven't been involved in any sort of a work group that I'm involved in, I'm real comfortable with people jumping in and making comments, asking questions, et cetera, at any time. So you don't need to worry too much about me in that regard. I'm pretty flexible there. So please feel free to jump in whenever you need to. Going down then, and I'll just leave it to, if there's anything that needs editing in the first three paragraphs there, I'll leave that to Rob. But going down to the working method, or the steering committee, the one that was proposed out of the planning committee was to establish work teams. And we talked about this a little bit in Cairo. Basically work teams that would be tasked with creating implementation plans for the operations areas for which the board made recommendations. And I won't read what's said there in that paragraph under working, the first paragraph under working methods. You can read it for yourself if anybody has any questions or comments in terms of what the reasons for using that approach were. Let me know if you have any right now.
Chuck, this is Steve Metalis.
Sure.
One question I had reading this is that there's nothing in here about the role of the staff
these working teams and in the steering committee as a whole. And I wonder, is that appropriate for an appropriate topic for the charter?
Sure. I think that would be fine. My understanding, and correct me, Rob or Ken, if I'm off base on this, but staff basically is to support the committee in fulfilling its task, but I think it would be good to have that stated in the charter. Any discussion on that?
To the extent that you asked for my input, I think you correctly stated, Chuck. We'll be happy to do anything you guys want us to do on the steering committee or on any of the work teams.
Well, I guess one question is, would there be staff, particular staff allocated to each team, or just how would that?
We anticipated that that would be the case, and that it would, you know, likely be one of us to support that effort. To that extent, as we move forward, if there are particular areas of expertise where we think there is something beyond the capabilities of the existing staff, we might recommend the outreach to an expert, consultant, or outside party to help us out in that regard.
And Rob, could you develop, you don't need to do it now, but after this meeting, could you do maybe a one-paragraph write-up of staff support for the steering committee and include in that, I think the comment about support, that it's anticipated that there would be staff support for the working teams as well, is very good to have there.
Will do. I'll just include that through the OSD teams there toward the bottom of the charter.
Okay, good. Thanks. Thanks, Steve, for that. That's good. Good point. Anything else on the working method paragraph, the first one? Then let's jump right into the three suggested teams. The first one being the GNSO operations team, and let me preface it by saying that I think, in my opinion, this is one of the more time-sensitive ones to get formed early and to get working on, mainly because some of the tasks, if we do create that team, of GNSO operations would be necessary in June when we go to the bicameral structure. For example, the GNSO rules of procedure that we've been operating on clear back to the DNSO days are going to need to be updated to fit the new model, and that would be one of the tasks, presumably, that we would give to this particular working team. So if there's a priority, in my opinion, between teams 1, 2, and 3, that one we want to get going the quickest if we're unable to get them all going at the same time. This particular one, keep in mind the difference between team 1 and team 2 as proposed. Team 1 will focus on the GNSO council and its operations within the GNSO as a whole, whereas team number 2 is going to be a constituency-oriented task and probably a more complicated task to come up with an implementation plan for implementing the recommendations from the board that relate to constituency operations in contrast to council operations. Does that make sense? Any questions on that?
Chuck, Philip, what you're saying makes eminent sense. I think you're right in terms of the priority is timing. I'd like to make a concrete proposal that we agree as a steering committee here and now to initiate the GNSO operations team.
Any objections to that? And by the way, I will tend to use that approach of asking if there are any objections unless people on the team don't like that approach. It's a quick way to find out whether they're... In other words, in doing that, I'm going to assume that people are supporting of it instead of just, you know, doing a roll call or something like that. If ever you want a roll call or handle differently, please let me know. No objections to that suggestion by Philip? Okay? Thank you. Now, is there any desire to... we'll come back later and talk about how the charters would be developed for these teams. But as far as what's in this paragraph for Team 1, are there any questions or comments on that? Okay. Now, Team 2 is to enhance constituencies. And this one is probably going to be the most controversial of the three teams if we establish the teams as suggested here. Because every constituency is different, and I don't think this in any ways means that they shouldn't still be different, but there probably are some, there possibly are some areas of commonality, and this team will focus on those areas, and I think the membership of this one, I mean, constituencies should be involved in all of them, but it's really going to be critical that there's good constituency representation on this particular committee. Now, any comments or discussion on team number two?
Yeah, Chuck, Stefan here.
Go ahead.
I have a question on the fourth bullet point, develop a toolkit for the constituencies. I've seen some constituency proposals, some proposals for new constituencies that seem very formalized. I saw them unofficially. Is there not a kind of toolkit that already exists for new constituencies to propose, to come forward and request membership, as it were?
Well, I think part of what you're talking about are some templates that have recently been designed to facilitate prospective new constituencies in applying.
Right.
Okay? I think this particular recommendation from the board goes further than that, although those kinds of things would certainly fit in that category. And these could be things, for example, support could be provided by ICANN staff and using ICANN facilities. By facilities, I mean that very broadly, not physical facilities necessarily, that would help a constituency function. For example, many of us now as constituencies kind of do our own thing with regard to websites, with regard to list operation and so forth. I think this is getting into that. There could be some common services that would be made available to constituencies if they wanted to use them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Good question.
Thanks.
Anything else on team number two?
Chuck, this is Steve Metallic. It strikes me that this is about constituencies that are in existence or that later become recognized. Is that what...
Correct, yes.
And the last two bullets of the previous team description are about how new constituencies get recognized or established, right?
Correct.
Okay, well, it might just be worth, you know, that might mean that we want to put the information about encouraging the self-forming of new constituencies into the first team rather than the second team, because I think that's the only thing in here that isn't about how constituencies function.
Okay, and in team two, which number are you referring to?
First bullet.
First bullet, developing a global... Oh, I got you. Yeah, that one. Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, I think he's right. Anybody disagree with that?
No, this is Stefan. I think that's a very good point, which I'd missed. But I absolutely agree with the fact that this should be overseen by the council directly, and probably needs to be in the first group.
Any disagreement to that? Okay.
Hang on, Philip. Are we suggesting we move the whole of the bullet or only a part of the bullet?
Just the second part.
The second part, to encourage the self-forming of new constituencies.
Yeah, I don't have specific wording, but I think the points about new constituencies should all be together.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I thought there's a difference in task there. I understand the logic. I mean, but to my mind, I thought the concept of rules for the establishment of constituencies is, you know, what they should look like, what the differentiation, etc. is. And that is different to outreach in terms of encouragement to form. They're quite separable tasks, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the idea of just moving the second part of number one up to team one makes sense. Now, Steve, do you agree with that? Leaving the developing a global outreach program to broaden participation in current constituencies in team two, does that make sense to you?
I agree with that, but I think if Philip doesn't, from what he just said, he doesn't think the encouraging self-forming of new constituencies belongs in team one.
Is that correct, Philip?
Well, yes, it is. I'm just thinking of the skills necessary. I mean, what I'm saying is I'm comfortable, I think, with the status quo. I mean, I'm prepared. I'm not, you know, that strong in it. But I don't. For me, the logic of team one is you know, is setting rules and processes. You know, how statements should look, how new constituency forms should look, etc. The theme of team two is all about health and guidelines and outreach and encouragement, and that's, you know, that's quite a separate set of things.
Would you then suggest just deleting the end of from the and on in number one and team two? So that it just says developing a global outreach program to broaden participation in current constituencies, period, and then just deleting the rest, not moving it.
That would be better logic, in my view, yes.
Can I just, Stefan, here again? Perhaps we need to make sure that we're all clear on what the actual two teams are supposed to do. My understanding when that point was raised was that the first team would be at a council level working at that level, which is a kind of envelope level for the rest of the work that's done by the GNSO. So encouraging the forming of new constituencies would naturally go to that level because you couldn't leave it up to individual constituencies who already have to concentrate on what they're doing. That was my understanding of the initial point. If we're saying that the two teams are actually just working on specifics of both council and constituency operations, then it may be slightly different. I'm not sure if I've made myself very clear there, but is that what everybody's understanding is of what the two teams are supposed to do?
Well, it's Wolf speaking, so I've also, in that context, the question, you know, are we talking more about the GNSO operation or the GNSO council operation in that context, or both together? Is there a difference between them?
Probably some, although my opinion, they overlap. I mean, it's probably mostly, Team 1's probably mostly going to focus on GNSO council operations, but that needs to be done in the context of the GNSO as a whole, because the council is just the kind of the executive body of the GNSO.
Because, you know, both again, I think what we need is also we have to emphasize on, let me say, the interdependence between the different groups, I would say. Let me say, because for me the question is how, for example, the constituencies themselves shall appear in the future in the context of the GNSO and the GNSO Council. So, it seems to me that there may be a difference between that both, you know, in the context of the GNSO Council, the constituency could more or less disappear, let me say that, in that context. So how it is constructed at the time being, intended at the time being. So the question is, what is that role in the future? So of the constituencies in the context of the GNSO or the GNSO Council?
Well, I think it's both. But also let me add one more thing, Wolf, on that. The role of the steering committee itself is to coordinate between the different work teams as appropriate and needed. So that it was assumed when the draft plan was developed that the steering committees would make sure that there is coordination between the various teams. Because a lot of what they're doing does interrelate, and so it'll be our responsibility as a steering committee to facilitate that kind of cooperation and coordination where needed.
Okay.
Does that, I don't know if that answered your question, though.
Yes, so if he takes it all and take an eye of that, to that, then it's okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Other comments on or questions on Team 2? So is there any is there support then for establishing a constituency operations team as proposed here? Anybody opposed to that? Okay.
Just in terms of timing and practicality, I would suggest that we take a decision now to form that group as of 15th of January.
Okay. And any discussion on that?
That's different to our immediate forming of the earlier group.
Any comments on that?
Just a question. When we form a group, do we put an official call out for volunteers?
I'm sure we will. That's one of our action items, is to decide how we're going to do that. But I think that would be true. At the same time, let me throw in this general comment. I think it'll be very helpful if when we do start the process of communicating to the whole community what teams we're forming, it would be very helpful to communicate all of the teams, whether we're forming them right now, at the same time, because ultimately they will overlap in their duties time-wise. And it's going to be very important for people to have a relatively full picture so that they can pick a team that they most want to be involved in from those, because if we have very much duplication in membership, that's going to create other problems. So we'll talk more about that later.
Chuck, this is Rob. If I can confirm then the description that the group has agreed to for the two teams, my understanding is that for the constituency operations team, you want the first bullet to read, develop a global outreach program to broaden participation in current constituencies, period.
Correct.
And then my thought is, do you still want to capture that second part of that in the GNSO operations team, and if so, I do have some recommended place to put that. So I just wanted to confirm that's where we are at this stage.
Well, if I interpreted Philip's suggestion correctly, that we'd just leave it out. But let's hear what your suggestions are, because maybe that would change my view or others.
Well, there's just that concept in the second half there that talks about and to encourage the self-forming of new constituencies. And it struck me that if you're going to move that into the last bullet of the previous team, that bullet would then read, potentially, review and recommend amendments as appropriate regarding methods for encouraging, promoting, and introducing new constituencies. Somehow capturing that encouraging terminology. It's just a suggestion. It could probably still work without that, but that's what occurred to me.
Discussion. Now, I didn't follow exactly where you were, what parts of the document you were talking about. So,
if you just look at the previous operations team, the GNSO operations team,
okay,
that has six bullets. The last bullet currently says review and recommend amendments. I'm not really sure what that means. Review and recommend amendments as appropriate regarding methods for introducing new constituencies. And I'm suggesting that one way to capture the first bullet of the second ops team into this last bullet of the first top team is to just put in those two additional words to somehow capture that encouraging language that you've deleted below. And so the recommendation there was to rewrite to say review and recommend amendments as appropriate regarding methods for promoting, comma, encouraging, and introducing new constituencies.
Apparently the version of this document that I'm looking at is a little bit different than what you have. I clicked on the link at the bottom of the page, and you're probably looking directly on the Wiki homepage. Is that right?
Yes, I'm looking directly at the Wiki homepage.
Okay. Let me go.
Philip, I was following Rob perfectly, and I support his suggestion.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? Okay. Anybody opposed to that? Sounds good to me then. All right. Now, going on to the communication team. This one, in my opinion, is probably the simplest of the three. not that it's not important, but is there any discussion on it?
It's Wolf speaking. So I think it's this team is, let me say, should be based or should take up its work after some work has been developed for the other teams. But that is just my feeling, you know, because it's necessary to know about, you know, and the processes, you know, between the different groups a little bit more in detail before you can really start out to with the work for that team. That's my feeling.
Other thoughts?
Stefan here. I actually not in full agreement with what's just been said. I think the communications team is actually independent of the others, and I think it's a core function as well, because it really is important that we have good communications with all the other ICANN structures, and I think it's work that can be done independently and at the same time as the other teams. I don't think it's work that's really dependent on the other teams' results. And I'd also go with what I think it was Chuck said earlier on, that if we announce all teams at once and get all teams started up in a kind of at least a similar time frame, I think we'll be more efficient and probably have a better chance of getting volunteers.
Other thoughts?
I'm just thinking through both those last two comments. We do exist in coordination with other ICANN structures. We have a series of liaisons, and that, you know, is likely to be the sort of outcome that we come up with. And I think probably what was driving Wolf's comments was the if that's going to be the mechanism, then how they fit and what they do and links to things like what's going to happen in the other steering committee on policy and the work groups and DDPs, etc., is all relevant information for thinking through how those, you know, one-way, two-way communication coordination liaisons work. So I think some of the practicality indeed may need to be delayed. So I appreciate what Stefan was saying, you know, in terms of there's some more generic stuff there that can be done straight away, but I wonder if that generic stuff is not relatively obvious and indeed based on our existing best practice.
Any other thoughts? It does seem to me, I see the truth in both comments. There is some immediate value, I think, although it may not really be able to be completed until some of the other work is done. Like, for example, the GNSO operations team looking at some things there, in particular the role of liaisons and so forth, like Philip pointed out. You know, until that team makes some progress, some of the details of the work that the communications team does probably wouldn't be able to be finalized until that happens. But there might be some value, even though their task may be relatively simple in the early stages, of getting it started sooner rather than later.
This is Steve Metallic.
Go ahead, Steve.
It just struck me, I mean, this may be an obvious point, but the communications team, it's a lot harder to figure out what they're actually supposed to be doing. I mean, with the other two, you have a series of bullets there, and you could, you know, once the team forms, I suppose their first order of business would be to decide to prioritize among those bullets, as well as seeing if there are other things that they ought to be doing. But communications team, this isn't really as well fleshed out. Improve coordination with other ICANN structures. That just means coordination of the council or of the GNSO with the ASO and with the Root Server Advisory Committee, or what?
I think that was the primary thrust. Although I believe that policy staff have assumed other tasks in that regard. And Rob, I'll let you speak to this, or Ken. And that is, I think you had, some of you had thought that website improvement, for example, is a communications tool, and that maybe that you would fit that here. Is that true, Rob?
Yes, that's exactly the case, Chuck. And one of the things that we will constantly need to do as you guys move forward with this work is refer back to the BGC report that the board endorsed for a variety of, you know, particular points, you know, looking at legislative history or whatever. And yeah, the BGC report anticipated things like website improvements, potentially other vehicles that the council might determine or the community might determine that don't exist, that need to exist in the future, that are as yet undetermined. It really is a catch-all category that leaves some real potential for changes there. And what I would, you know, commit to doing is going back to the BGC report and maybe pulling out some of the bullets that Steve suggests to help give that team a little bit more direction.
Rob, this is Ken. Another one was some collateral that might be used for outreach programs, including brochures, interactive media, leaflets, things that might support a general outreach also.
Now, one of the things, too, and we won't get to this today, but if any of you have looked at the draft charters for the different work teams, you will see that there is a pretty good listing, maybe with the exception of this particular group, of recommendations from the board that relate to each of these areas. So it gets more specific when we get down to the team charters in that regard. So we will get to that point in future meetings and maybe in the working teams themselves.
Okay.
So I'm sensing that there is good consensus on forming these three work teams. We'll talk in just a minute. We'll talk about the timing of their start and following up to Philip's suggestion and Wolf's suggestion here. But does anybody disagree with my conclusion that there is good consensus on our group for forming the three proposed operations teams? Anybody?
Is that question, does anybody disagree?
That's what I was supposed to ask.
Okay.
Yes, does anybody disagree with my conclusion there?
Well, this is Steve again. I guess subject to seeing a little more detail on what the communications team is supposed to do.
Okay.
Because I think as it stands now, that one sentence is there. I'm not sure you need a team.
Well, keep in mind it may be an easy team. There are an easy group, right? There are objectives are recommendations in the report that have to do with this.
So. I understand that, but that's why I'm saying subject to seeing a little more detail.
Yeah, and if you want to see that detail, look at the and I don't, not having looked at it in quite a while, I don't know how much detail is there or not, but you might want to look at the communications team draft charter. It's linked on the site there.
Yeah, I just looked there, and it does have some more details.
Does it have more? Enough so that you're comfortable with deciding to plan on a communications team?
Well, I want to take a look at it.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
I'm not objecting to it. I'm just saying that I think
okay. That's
an area, because I'm foreseeing going out to my constituency and recruiting participants. And
right.
I just need more information.
Exactly. Yeah, so let's talk about timing. Okay, Philip made the suggestion that we don't actually start, although we could recruit members, I assume, Philip, but the actual work would start around the 15th of January. Is anybody opposed to that suggestion with regard to the constituency operations team? Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about the communications team, realizing that some more clarity is needed in terms of the roles of this team. Wolf and Stefan, suggested kind of different views on this. Let's hear from some other people on the team in terms of the startup of the communications team.
Yeah, it's Wolf speaking again. So, when I look to the draft charter of this team, there's this small list which you just mentioned, the website related things and the internationalization programs and so on. Those tasks seems to me, it could be a kind of task list which that team should fulfill, but the major issue is for me. A kind of survey or research concerning the communication needs between the different entities, the different committees and so, and ICANN structures, So that's the first thing for what I think is necessary, and that is what this team should do at first. And then let me say, mirror the requirements with the existing structures, with the existing communication structures, and then have a kind of list, what should be improved, and from that's the basic what is needed, and the other things, then the follow up task, to fulfill that, it's for me it would be kind of tasks which staff could fulfill. That's my opinion.
So, Wolf, what would your recommendation in terms of when we start the communications team?
So, I would say a big task, the first task for that communications team should be a kind of a list of needs for communication as well to establish. That's the major issue. And then talk about the execution of that list. And the execution could be done not through through a big team, but let me say more or less through staff.
So, would you suggest that the communications team be formed as soon as possible, or would
Yes. And if that is agreed, I would say as soon as possible to be established and to. To come up with that kind of requirements list.
So I think that then brings us into sync with what Stefan was saying. Is that correct,
yes.
Stefan?
Yep, sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, Chuck, Philip, I agree with all that. I think just as a point of information, I think there's some confusion in the description of the communications team one line on the first wiki page, improve coordination of ICANN structures, develop a proposal to improve communication, and then what is the more detailed charter for the communications team which list specific projects like new GNSO website, internationalized programs, translations, etc., which are far more specific tasks and actually rather less related to the sort of internal ICANN structure communication as opposed to general GNSO communication. And I think once you understand what's intended in the charter, it makes eminent sense to kick off these teams straight away because there's no reason not to.
Okay, thanks. We've got about 5 minutes, so I want to bring things to a wrap up here. Let me make a suggestion and see if there's support for it. Rob, could you develop a draft message that could go to the council and then, of course, be forwarded to all GNSO participants, however best that can be done, that would basically say that the OSCE has decided to form these three work teams, give enough information about each work team to give people reasonable understanding of what the teams are going to be. Also, I think saying that we recommend that the highest priority team to get started soon is the GNSO operations team, and then to start asking people to think about which teams they would like to, and to, of course, to solicit new volunteers as well as existing people to participate on these teams as they are formed. Now, my thinking then is that you would send that to our list, and we could discuss it and interact with it on the list for any improvements, and hopefully finalize that at our next meeting, which I think is going to have to be the second week in December. Anybody opposed to that approach?
Chuck Phillip here. You're being madly bureaucratic, Chuck. I think we can trust Rob to draft a request for participation all on his own, send it to the list for a couple of days, and see if any of us can do better. Let's just get on with it.
I'm okay with that, Philip. I'm trying not to be too directive.
a bit of direction helps occasionally. And just on that line, I'd also like to say that the BC, anticipating this wise decision that the steering committee has just taken, did inform its team members to the GNSO Secretariat last week. And I'm pleased to say that Ron Andress is our man for the operations team and Zahid Jamil is our constituency ops team and communications team. Maybe Marilyn Cade, if she chooses to respond to my email.
Oh, excellent. That's great. And so is anybody opposed to just having Rob draft that message, run it by the list, and if there's no objections, going ahead and sending it out?
Yes.
You're opposed or you're supportive?
Supporting.
Okay, good. Nobody's opposed to that, so hey, that's great.
This is Rob with one question for clarification, and I think it's a significant issue that this steering committee needs to discuss before I send out anything, and that is what you all anticipate will be the composition of these work teams. I recall several discussions within the community over the last many months that said, don't worry about, you know, feeling left out of the process. Once these decisions start moving to work teams, we're going to have broad participation. Many folks will be able to participate. And the reason that I raise it is that I don't anticipate, or I didn't interpret those previous discussions as being limited to the existing constituency. And I throw that out because I want to make sure that the steering committee has that discussion. In terms of, I don't know whether it's eligibility or what the exact terminology is, but I think you do have to come to some consensus on what you expect the makeup of these teams to look like.
Well, first of all, I think the board recommendations are clear that it needs to be open, and I believe that the planning committee fully intended that. Now, I haven't looked at the individual charters, the draft charters that were proposed for the working teams, but I think they also encourage openness. There is one thing that I personally think that we should strongly encourage people to just pick one team, actually across both steering committees, pick one team to be on and have different people from the various groups on each team so that we minimize what are already very challenging scheduling situations.
The other aspect that falls from that, I believe, is I just recall the recent discussion that the council had with respect to representativeness versus individual participation. And again, and Philip's comment made me think about this, identifying Ron and Marilyn and Zahid as representatives of the BC. I'm not sure if you guys are looking for that type of establishment and treatment within these work teams, or again, it's more just, hey, I'm interested, and so I, Rob Hogarth, as a member of the Internet community, I'm going to invite myself to participate.
And I think that latter thing is okay, too. Now, it's going to be our responsibility as a steering committee to make sure that there's good broad representation of the various stakeholder groups. And I think that's something we can address as we move along on this. That more important right now is let's get some of the work of forming these work teams going as quickly as we can. And we're going to have to deal with the issues you're talking about as a steering committee in our next few meetings.
Okay, fair enough. I'll draft it consistent with that sort of approach.
Stefan here. What Rob's points do raise quite a lot of questions in my mind. My understanding, or at least let me put another question to all of you. We're all constituency representatives here, and if we're trying to make this process as open as possible, are we actually expected to go and spread the good word outside of our constituencies? Because that wasn't my understanding. And my initial reaction to what was being said earlier on about having Rob draft a message to be sent out was to keep it as simple as possible, to make it appealing to people who haven't gone into this process in depth yet, and make sure that we do get volunteers. I mean, from what I'm hearing from you guys, you seem to be expecting a lot of volunteers, and I actually had the opposite worry. I was worried that I would not be able to get my fellow members motivated on this.
I think, Stefan, that some of us expect that there will be volunteers that aren't necessarily associated or representative of existing constituencies. And what we're saying is that those kind of people would be welcome at the working team level as well.
Okay.
Does anybody disagree with me on that? Okay. And again, I think that's consistent with the board recommendations. Now, I need to bring this to a close. So let's talk. Is there any particular day of the week that is bad for anyone for our meetings, to kind of narrow it down for Gwen if she sends out a doodle for meeting time? And again, we'll be starting our next meeting would be the second week of December. Is there any Monday through Friday? Fridays, if you have people from Asia, don't work too well, but so far I don't.
Monday's good.
Monday is not good for me from January onwards. So in December it's okay, but from January onwards, Monday seems to be not good for me.
Okay, any other days that are bad? Olga?
Yeah, I will be traveling more like 2 days from India to Buenos Aires. So Monday, December the 8th, I will be on a plane.
Okay, so
Monday is okay for me, but that Monday, no.
Okay, so it sounds like Monday may not be a good choice. Tuesdays through Fridays? Are there any bad days there?
Chuck, what about Monday the 15th?
We're missing next week already. I hate to delay. Again, I'm not just talking about our next meeting. I'm talking about a possible regular meeting day, so that we're not always spending time scheduling meetings. I understand that there will be exceptions where we have to do that, but I'd like to try to pick a day when we can schedule a meeting on a regular basis. Now, we may not have that every week, but it'd be a regular day and time. So that's really what I'm getting at, and I'm hearing Monday's not a good choice there.
Tuesday is okay for me.
Okay. And then, how, and so that Glenn could do an appropriate. How about time of day? Is this time of day a good time?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
This time won't work for me on Tuesday, December 9th.
Okay. Well, again, hopefully Glenn can send out some. Are you still on, Glenn?
Yes, of course I am.
Yeah, if thanks, Glenn. I should have known, huh? Glenn will send out several times. Now, is it okay if she sends out some times for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or should we just stick to Tuesday?
Well, I'd discount Thursdays only because of council meeting overlap.
That's right. Good point.
Why don't you just try Tuesdays and Wednesdays and perhaps a range of hours around this time, and let's see how it works.
Okay, Glenn, is that all right?
I'll do that to stay up.
All right, so then, and then in our next meeting, we'll actually start to look at the draft charters for the work teams, and starting off with the GNSO operations team, which is the higher priority. And that'll help us dig down a little bit further. Anything else before I close the meeting?
Oh, Chuck, rather than waiting till our next meeting to do that, all the draft charters are written, the participation details are written.
Yep.
They're all on the wiki. Why don't we ask everybody on this call to look at that in the meantime, and if they want to recommend changes, to email the group.
Excellent idea. And then keep in mind that one fundamental question we need to answer, do we ourselves want to finalize those charters, or do we want to involve the working teams in finalizing those charters? Any quick thoughts on that?
I think we should recommend the charter and let the working groups themselves adopt them.
Any disagreement with that?
Yeah, I think you need to give the provisional charter, but subject to change.
Exactly.
Yeah, my thinking exactly. So it sounds like we're in agreement on that. Okay, I'm sorry I went over the hour. Anything else before we close? Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Chuck.
Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Okay. And remember Philip's suggestion to review the charters, okay?
Okay, we will.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.